how dare we just keep it to ourselves? So we started that movement.
We're Bleeding Hearts, and you're listening to WXWS on CITR 101.9
FM.
See, feel it.
All right. That was this the band Washed Out with their song Paracosm. And that was the song All I Know. And I want to send that out to in tribute to my friend Rob Peters, who died a couple weeks ago. I don't know too much about what happened, but apparently he was very lonely when he died, and it was not of natural causes. So a very sad situation, and I just wish the best to his family and friends, and I miss him, and very sad to hear about his passing. Rob Peters. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. On today's show, we're going to do a tribute to Lou Reed here at the top as well. I didn't get to do that last week because of Halloween. And then previews for some excellent things that are happening this weekend. Cult Babies are back in town after a long tour, which will be nice to have them back around. Weed are releasing their... or doing a tour kickoff tonight as well, so we'll be previewing both of those. And we'll also be doing a preview for the Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, or Record Fair that's happening this weekend. So Robert from the fair is going to be coming in to chat with us, and we're going to hear a song from Johnny DeCourcy, who's going to be playing playing this weekend at that fair. Yes. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. Also, today, we have a guest in the studio.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Ola.
Hey, Ola. How are you doing?
I'm good. Yeah.
Great. Thanks for sitting in. So you are an aspiring programmer here at CITR.
Yes, that's right.
So you're just learning the ropes.
Yep.
From one of the masters.
Yep.
Yeah. but yeah, so Ola's going to be sitting in and taking a look at what happens behind the scenes. So welcome, and thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
All right, so we're going to play a Lou Reed song off the top. This is from the album Transformer, released in the early 70s. I still remember my old roommate, Caroline Walker, buying a vinyl copy of it for my for Christmas several years ago when I couldn't afford it. I will always be thankful for that. not like, well, the Transformer, I'd say, is like one of Lou Reed's best known albums. And this song is one of the deep cuts, Andy's Chest. I just remember hearing this and being like, I got to get that album. It's got all the hits as well, Walk on the Wild Side, Perfect Day, etc. But something about this song really jumped out at me, and I wanted to play it today. You know, there's other songs like Street Hustle or Heroin that I think are more epic, but I think this song is just a lovely song. And if you haven't seen some of the pieces that Lou Reed's wife, Laurie Anderson, has written about Lou Reed's life, they're very touching, so I'd recommend looking those up. You know, he was an excellent artist, and I'm happy to play this song in tribute. Here is Andy's Chest from Lou Reed's album Transformer.
If I could be anything in the world that flew, I would be a bat and come swooping after you. And if the last time you were here things were a bit askew, well, you know what happens after dark. When rattlesnakes lose their skins and their hearts, and all the missionaries lose their bark, oh, all the trees are calling after you, and all the venom snipers after you, are all the mountains bolder after you. If I could be any one of the things in this world that bite, instead of a dentured ocelot on a leash, I'd rather be a kite and be tied to the end of your string and flying in the air, babe, at night. Cause you know what they say about honey bears, when you shave off all their baby hair, you have a hairy-minded pink bear. And all the bells are rolling out for you, and stones are all erupting out for you, and all the cheap bloodsuckers are flying after you. Yesterday, Daisy, May, and Biff were grooving on the street, And just like in a movie, her hands became her feet. Her belly button was her mouth, which meant she tasted what she'd speak. Woo! But the funny thing is what happened to her nose. Ooh, it grew until it reached all of her toes. Ooh, now when people say her feet smell, they mean her nose. And curtains laced with diamonds, dear, for you. And all the Roman noblemen for you. And kingdoms, Christian soldiers, dear, for you. And melting ice cap mountaintops for you. For you. Swoop, swoop. Oh, baby, rock, rock. Swoop, swoop.
Okay, that was Cold Beat from San Francisco, California, a side project of Hannah Lewis from the band Grass Widow. That was the song Worms, and they're going to be playing at Guys and Dolls on Main Street Friday night, which I only just found out about, and I don't think I'm going to make it, and it's a bummer, because I love Grass Widow, and that is a hot track. They're going to be playing with Lee and the Courtneys, too. What a bill. Very nice. Before that, we heard Hooves. They have a new EP out. I don't know why my voice broke when I was saying Hooves, but it did. Chode Unicorn Boy, Hot Unicorn Boy Demos. That's, I believe, what it's called. That was the song Jumbo Blimp, a song familiar to those who have seen their live set. And they will be playing again at Shindig. I'm sure they're playing around elsewhere, but definitely Shindig in about a week. A week and a half, I think they're in the first round of the semifinals. And at the very top, we heard Lou Reed from his classic Transformer album. That was the song Andy's Chest. I'd like to remind you that Dunkin' Donuts is brought to you by the Portside Pub, craft beer in Gastown. Go get it. Go to portsidepub.com for more information. It is now my special privilege to welcome Robert Privet to the studio.
Hey, Duncan, how's it going?
I'm well. So you are the brains behind the great Main Street Vinyl Fair, and it's going to be happening this weekend.
Yes, it's a two-day event now. This is the second time that we've done moved it to a two-day event.
Right.
And the reason being is that about a year ago in November, it was packed. Right. It was packed, and there's actually not too many places along Main Street that you can host one of these things.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, and so it's at the Cambrian Hall, which is a great venue.
Yeah.
You know, it's got the chandelier, and it's got the, you know, it's got a little bit of class, so it's really kind of nice. And then, of course, we got DJs going on. We got Mr. Luke Meat with the Knights of the Turntable, and of course,
excellent.
He was a CITR veteran for a long time there.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he'll be playing, and then Johnny DeCursey is going to be playing a special kind of show at the end of the weekend, you know, kind of
right.
to, you know, send it all off with a bang. And
yeah.
I guess he's playing with his brother, and his brother's going to be playing on piano, and he's picking up, of course, Johnny DeCursey's like a metal god of sorts, right?
A glam rock god.
Yes, yeah, well, yeah. You know, he goes through a lot of sort of stages and, sure. and developing and stuff like that. And so,
yeah.
Anyway, he's doing something new, and he's going to pick up the acoustic, and there's going to be a small sort of band. And, you cool. know, and that's free with admission, which is only $3. And so it's all ages, and should be a lot of fun.
Awesome. How did this come about? I mean, you've been doing this for years now. What was the impetus for starting the vinyl fair?
Well, you know what? We actually... it was just actually me and a fellow DJ here, because I used to do a show, and I yeah. still do a show on CITR here. But what happened, we just kind of got together and said we wanted to do something for the community. And it happened to be the case that Planet Bingo on Main Street was looking for, you know, to a way to bring some people in and to, you know, to use the second floor and the third floor that wasn't getting much attention. And so we got the venue for free. And I think we had $20 worth of posters on loan from Vanprint, and hit the streets. And there was a lot of people that came. We had about 10 vendors, and charged $1 at the door. And yeah, there was a whole whack of people. And so it worked really well, and people really appreciated it. And so we thought we'd continue to grow it. And so we went to the Biltmore for a little bit. And, you know, of course, it needs to grow and grow. And now we're to the Cambrian Hall. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's just developed and grown. And, you know, for my personal interest, I like to... it just needs to develop and grow, you know, every single time. You know, I have to keep pushing it, doing something new, and testing the limits. Because when we started, you know, vinyl record fairs had been, you know, they've been pretty much the same for 30 years, you know, until this sort of resurgence, you know, give or take and stuff like that. But, you know, there wasn't too much innovation of sorts. And so it's been my, you know, goal to make it a little bit more than just a gym full of records.
Right.
And that's why we have the discount card. So everybody who comes in gets a discount card for 10% off at all the record shops. And that's staggered. The expiration dates are staggered. And so they can, you know, it gets people going around to all the shops. And we try to get their support. And so it's kind of a little cycle, you know.
Yeah, yeah. What was this about vinyl that appeals to you so much?
Well, you know, I grew up on MP3s and CDs and all this sort of thing, and at some point it's so easy to just download an incredible amount of music in no time at all, and you lose the appreciation, you know, easy come, easy go, you know, and having gotten into it, in fact, when I started the record fair, I didn't even have a turntable. You know, I was just out of school, I didn't have, you know,
yeah, of course.
Didn't have any cash for that, and... And, you know, but then, you know, obviously developed that. And what I really enjoy it now, because I do online marketing and I'm in front of my computer all day. And what it allows me to do is gives me a 30-minute window to sit, but then makes me get up, flip the record, right, and have a stretch. And you know, it's a lifesaver. It really is. Because
literally.
It really is, yeah. And it's the only thing. If I had, you know, if I had the digital music going on, you know, I could sit there for 16 hours and just with my head into
it. Yeah, and thrombosis would slowly kill you.
Absolutely, yeah. You know. And so it's as if you really like music, you become it's great, because getting into vinyl makes you appreciate music history. And like getting into the pressings and the first pressings, and then you really have to follow the story behind it of the business of music, which is something that you're not you know, inclined to do if you're listening to MP3s, you know, when it's just delivered on your plate.
Mm-hmm. And has there been any like particular find at the vinyl fair that you still like dream about having happened?
Well, I've been looking for an original copy of Operation Ivy. Energy for the longest time, and I actually had a friend who was going to give it to me like a long time ago, and for some reason I don't know why he did it, but he gave it to Salvation Army, which
gosh darn it, which
broke my heart.
Man, like, alive!
Why did you do that? You know, I wanted it, but so I've been looking for that one.
Yeah,
of course, I've got the reissue, but I guess I don't dig at my own fare. You know,
right? Okay.
I have you know, of course, it's only $2 or $3. You know, it's $3 now to get in, and so you know, it's always in my head. If I'm getting a $30 album, I had to work pretty hard to get 10 extra people there. You know?
Right? Yeah.
And so it can really add up. But well, I guess the last thing I found at the fair, I was looking for that song that was on Ghostbusters 2, where the where they put the ooze into the toaster, and the toaster dances. It's a Jackie Wilson song. And
okay.
So I was, and so because the ooze loves Jackie Wilson, so I was like, oh, I need to find that on vinyl. And so I went to the Neptune show, and we of course try to work together to you know, make it a cool scene.
So
I found that one, and I think it's higher something.
Oh, yeah.
Lifting me higher, or something like that.
Lifting me higher.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's
been before.
Exactly. Yeah, so that was my recent find at, not at my show, but at another show. Yeah.
I remember once there was this guy who was selling stuff way cheaper than a lot of other people. And it was just a frenzy. Like, everybody was just like, and there was, I can still remember this one guy who owns a record store that will remain nameless, but he was just buying everything. And I knew that he was going to be like tripling the price when it got to his little boutique store.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
the thing, is that you can find like amazing stuff and the prices are very reasonable.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing too, is that try to do things that that are going to improve and maintain the quality. And one thing we do is no early birds. You know, and that goes for even dealers that are, you know, first of all, dealers can't sell on both days. They can only sell on one day or the other.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah. No, different dealers both days.
Oh,
wow. So it's worth going both days. It's an entirely different fair on its own accord. And so there's only one table per vendor. We don't allow more than one table.
Yeah.
And that forces dealers to only bring their choice stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not going to have that sort of third table stuff that somebody else might have on their third table. You know, obviously we got like about 40 different vendors now, instead of having sort of, you know, you could fill it probably with the original thing.
Yeah.
And then on that note, the dealers can't, you know, they can purchase from one another beforehand, but not on the next day.
Yeah.
And so that there's no early birds. That means that, you know, it's all going to be there for the people to come and get their stuff, right? And then, of course, we make tons of money for CITR now with the donation program.
Awesome. Yeah. So what is the donation program?
Well, we collect records from the community.
Of course.
Yeah. And we store them in my basement up until fair time, and then we provide them at the fair at you know, donation prices.
Right.
Right. And then all that money goes to CITR, and it goes to Girls Rock Camp, and it goes to Safe Amplification Society.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Three very good causes.
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah. All right, so that's the Main Street Vinyl Fair happening this weekend at the Cambrian Hall, which is at 17th and Main.
Yeah, it's 17th and Main behind the toy store there.
Yeah.
The Nutcracker.
So go get a toy at Granville Street Toy Company and then go to the Vinyl Fair.
Yeah, and then also we have the meal ticket. The meal ticket, which lets you gives you deals at the Reef. You get a free plate of plantain chips, for example. But I mean, the thing is, we move to 2 day, and the thing is, if it's a 2 day, then you know you might be hanging around for 2 days. Why not a little help with your meal, right?
Yeah, make an afternoon of it.
Make an afternoon of it. Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
I'm getting hungry just thinking about that.
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds great. So if people want to see, find more information.
You can go to www.vinylrecordfair.com. You can just search for Vinyl Fair on Google.
And you guys own that search term.
Own it. Yeah, well, that's what I do for a living, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's covered. And but you can go there, or you can go to our Facebook page, which is... I think Facebook.com/Vinyl Record Fair. You can find that through the search thing as well. And and participate. And it's great.
Great.
It's good fun.
Do you have any questions, Ola?
Okay, I was wondering if you had any tips on how to find really good vinyls.
Well, that's sort of tough. I mean, it all depends. I don't know. I mean, one thing is that you get to know the dealers eventually. There's a lot of independent dealers out there, more than people probably possibly imagine, and who sell a lot of vinyl and go through a lot of vinyl, upwards with the stores, And so you get to know these people, and you get to recognize them at the fair, and you can go directly to them, and you know that they have new stuff, and you know that they have high quality, but other than that, that's the sort of joy of it, is that you don't know, and you have to find, you have to dig,
digging,
and the digging, and that's a lot of fun, just trying to find that out. But there's a lot of options there, right? I mean, there's 20 different dealers each day, and so that's a ton of records and a ton of variety, right? And so you get anything you can imagine, and stuff, and the stuff you don't. That's the point, I think, is that you can go, and it might not have everything, but you're going to find stuff that you didn't expect to find, and those are the best finds, right?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Yeah, I'm good. Good. Yeah.
Thank you. A quick plug for your show.
Oh, well, it's the Vancouver Tech Report now.
Okay.
It used to be the Sore Throats Copping Hands, which was alt country and stuff like that. And since my day-to-day work is more involved in the tech world with Bad Bird Media, I've switched that over to the Vancouver Tech Report, and we cover entrepreneurship and technology in Vancouver. So,
what are your hot stock tips? Twitter IPO today.
I've been watching that, and
it looks like it went way up, and then it regulated, or it came back down.
Yeah, back down to reality there.
Yeah,
It's interesting to see how those work, right? I mean, you had the we're getting into it. Really get into it here. But yeah, you had the Facebook thing, and of course you have Google, which is $500 per share, above that forever. So I don't know. I'm not a stock person. I just report the news.
Yeah, that's all good. Let's keep it that way. All right. Johnny DeCourcy playing at the Vinyl Main Street Vinyl Fair this weekend. Let's give a listen to Panoramic Views. Panoramic View. Thank you, Robert.
Cheers. Thank you.
Somewhere new, don't try to stop.
All right. That was Nouveau Zodiac from Montreal. Zara Dion? Zara Dion. The song Opaque Jerry, which is the old Expos Stadium, not Olympic Stadium, but the stadium that they played at before they were at Olympic Stadium. Here's, fingers crossed, there'll be another baseball team in Montreal sometime. That would be nice. Nouveau Zodiac. Before that, we heard New Zealand's Conan Moccasin from his new album, Caramel. That was the song, Do I Make You Feel Shy? Did you feel shy listening to that song?
I didn't feel shy.
No, I just felt like my mind was expanding. It was great. And before that, we heard Johnny DeCourcy from his album, Johnny DeCourcy and the Death Rangers. That was the lead-off track, Panoramic View. So tonight, there's going to be a couple of fun shows happening at the old Emily Carr parking lot. The Weed is going to be playing with Cindy Lee and... I can't remember the other band now. It's totally blanking on it. What kind of preparations did I do? Not very good ones. Cindy Lee is going to be on a guest of Chips and Dip coming up right after this show. So stay tuned for that. That'll be really exciting. And Weed are going on a week-long tour, so they're playing a kickoff show. And it is in a show in a parking lot. I don't know if you... Have you heard about this?
Yeah. The person last show just told me about, like, how Weed are going to be, like, performing tonight.
Yeah.
Like, from, like, 8 to, like, 10.
Yeah. So they have a new record out called Deserve. It is excellent. So we're going to give a listen to the song Silent Partner. This song is far from silent, but the song is called Silent Partner. And after that, we're going to hear some Cult Babies. They have did an extensive tour of the United States and Canada. Their van died in Texas. They have some stories to tell, I am sure. So they're going to be playing at the Red Gate tonight with Fake Tears. So that'll be a very fun show, too. So... going to listen to some Weed and then some Cult Babies. Let's do it. Here is Weed to start us off. Yeah.
want devoted followers who leave their families for you, give their money to you, give their bodies to you, give up their lives for you, consider you God, and will kill for you?
I love you.
When I wake up in good and I call out your name, will you be there for me with my hand in your hand? Tell me how I can get it, tell me where I'm gonna live, while my body's on foot and I ain't taking it along. I'm there, you're the angel I fear, on the mind of the air, on the mind of the
La 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 la
All right. That was Village from their brand new 7-inch called Stranger Thoughts. They're going to be releasing that 7-inch tomorrow night. It's Simply Delicious, along with the help of Watermelon and The Passenger, who did the remix for the B-side for that song. Cool stuff. Congratulations, Village. Have a great release party. Also tomorrow night, Tender Trap are playing at the Astoria. What else is going on? Yeah, the whole weekend suddenly blew up, and there's tons of things to do, and I'm going out of town like a chump. Main Street Vinyl Fair, also go to that. Thanks again to Robert for coming in to chat with us about that. So we just heard Village with Stranger Thoughts. Before that, we heard Cult Babies. They're playing tonight at Redgate. Go check that out. And at the top, we heard Weed with the song Silent Partner. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin's Donuts. Stay tuned for Hannah and Chips with special guest Cindy Lee. Well done. After that, Robin with Ink Studs and lots of other great programming this afternoon. If you like what you heard, check out the playlist at dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com and check out the podcast at citr.ca. Ola, thank you so much for sitting in today.
Thank you for letting me sit in.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. So you're going to you pick the last track for us.
Drake from Time.
On Toronto's his number one. Yeah. The new mayor of Toronto. Let's face it. That old guy has got to go. Drake is the new mayor. Yeah, that guy is over. So let's. What song are we going to hear?
From Time.
Excellent. Yeah. Okay, that'll close us off. Have a great weekend, everybody. See you next Thursday.
Yep.
That's lacking the patience. I've been dealing with my dad, speaking of lack of patience. Just me and my old man getting back to basics. We've been talking about the future and time that we wasted. When he put the bottle down, girl, that nigga's amazing. Well, fuck it, we had a couple coronas. We might have wrote a white paper, just something to hold us. We even talked about you in our couple of moments. He said we should hash it out like a couple of grown-ups. You a flower child, beautiful child, I'm in your zone. Looking like you came from the 70s on your own. My mother is 66 and her favorite line to hit me with is, who the fuck wants to be 70 yet alone? Y'all don't even know what you want from love anymore. I search for something I'm missing and disappear when I'm bored. But girl, what qualities was I looking for before? Who you settling for? Who better for you than a boy, huh?
I love me. I love me.
That was a song from Drake, finished up on Dunkin's Donuts from his new album, which is pretty good, but you're not going to be hearing any more Drake, sadly, on the show today. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is Chips and Dip. And